Ho, ho, ho. No, it's Robbie here, not Father Christmas. Nearly had you there, didn't I? I'm with Rob D. You are listening to the podcast and you are listening to a very special episode today. We've never done this before. We're going to recap through some of the best episodes that we've delivered this year. Well, at least in our not-so-humble opinion. So if you've not listened to every single episode this year, naughty, naughty if you haven't, don't worry. This episode will have you sorted and make sure you listen to the very best.
Welcome to the Property Podcast, where every Thursday, including Christmas Eve, property investors come to be informed and inspired. Now, we like to imagine that every Thursday, you sit up in bed, check that your phone has downloaded the Property Podcast, and immediately sit there listening to it in full, taking notes. But in reality, you may have missed an episode or two, and that's okay. It's been a funny old year. But if you have got a bit behind, the good news is this is the perfect time to catch up. There's always that little bit of time over the Christmas break when you're at a bit of a loose end, or maybe you just want to put your headphones in and ignore your family. Either way, prime podcast listening opportunity. So today we are going to highlight for you what we believe are the seven most important episodes we put out this year. If you've missed any of them, tap your phone a few times, download them, get them queued up to listen to over the break. And even if you've listened already, good for you. Some of them will definitely reward a re-listen. So Rob, let's get into it.
So the first one on our list is episode 375. The property market is about to boom or bust. Which will it be? And this was quite a bold episode. We recorded this in May when the world was a very confused place. And let's face it, it still is a bit of a confusing place. But back in May, the world was completely and utterly bonkers. Nobody knew what was going to happen the next day, never mind the next week or years to come. But for some reason, Rob and I decided that it would be a good idea to predict the future for months and years to come. And that episode picked up a little bit of stick because towards the end of that episode, we made some bold predictions around stronger property performance later this year. And it's turned out, as we've seen from our predictions review episode, that this year, actually, for property prices, has been pretty good. Now, you could say it was a lot of good fortune and luck, and maybe so. But listen back to that episode when we were right in the eye of the storm. But I think it's a really good listen, not because we were right, but because you were listening to two guys in the eye of the storm talking about the future with emotions at an absolute peak and trying to make sense of the world. So I think, at least for an entertainment point of view, go back and listen to that episode. But I also think you can learn that even in the craziest of times, you can still take a pause, take a deep breath, and apply some common sense and some solid investment theories to the future. And if you can do it in those market conditions, you can do it in any market conditions.
The next episode we're going to highlight came a few weeks later in June. This is episode 378, and it's called Rob D Just Bought a Property in the Middle of a Pandemic. What is it and why now? And again, now, at the end of the year, that doesn't seem like a particularly mad thing to have done. But at the time, there were plenty of people going, what, you're buying a property now? Because at the time I made the decision to make that purchase, the property market was closed. You couldn't view property, you couldn't let property, you couldn't move house. Nobody knew what would happen when the property market reopened, but all the forecasts were not good. This episode is worth a re-listen for much the same reason as the previous one. It's an audio record of someone doing something that most others at that point would have disagreed with and explaining the thought process behind it. And the point here isn't whether I did the right thing or the wrong thing by buying, because for a start, what's right for me wouldn't be right for you. And also, I probably won't know for many years whether it was actually the right thing for me to do. But it's the thought process that matters. So by going back and listening to that episode, you should be able to pick up some useful ideas for questions to ask yourself and how to think about making big financial decisions at times of uncertainty.
Next up was a two-parter series, episode 379 and episode 380, Inflation versus Deflation, part one and part two. Now, sometimes the episodes with the dullest titles are actually the most interesting. And I think this could be a contender for that category, because inflation versus deflation is enough to stop most people listening at that point. You know, they go, will I download that one? No, you're all right. But actually, the reason we're signposting you back to these two episodes is it's so important as an economic principle. It's really foundation level stuff, but it's stuff that people don't understand. They don't understand how the two work, how they impact our lives. Most people may be able to put a brief description around what inflation is and also what deflation is, but ask them to expand beyond that point and how it impacts their lives, makes them richer and poorer and so on. and you'll find they'll struggle. And that's understandable because it's not the type of things we're ever taught, but it's stuff that we absolutely should be taught. And so much so that we did two parts on that subject. Go back and listen, because if you understand the principles of inflation, deflation, and how they're impacting on your life every single day, then you'll become a far superior property investor. And next up, Rob, we've got probably, for me, one of the most interesting podcasts that we've done this year.
Yeah, clearly we were on a roll in June and July, because this one came just a week later. This was episode 381 about serviced accommodation with friend of the show, Chris Ryder. And this is probably the episode that I enjoyed recording the most this year, because I learned so much and was surprised by so much. You don't need to have been paying a lot of attention this year to know that serviced accommodation is probably not the business model that you wanted to be in at the start of the country being shut down and nobody being able to go anywhere. And when we got Chris on the show, I know he's a smart guy, so I thought he would have done better than most, but I still thought he would have been telling a story of real struggle. But in fact, because of the way he runs his business and some of the actions that he took early on, he's probably not had his best year, but it was nowhere near as bad as I thought it would have been. And in fact, because he'd set himself up on such a solid foundation, he's probably actually had a really good second half of the year. The lessons in that episode go so far beyond serviced accommodation. Really, from the actions that Chris took, you can learn lessons for any business that you're involved in. So even if you skipped that episode first time around because you've got no interest in serviced accommodation as a strategy, go back, listen to that one now.
Next up is episode 387, How to Come Out Stronger. And this was an episode about coming out of lockdown at the time, the first one, and being a stronger person all round. Occasionally, we touch on the self-development topics because it's something that we practice ourselves and we really believe in. And in this episode, we combined all of the stuff we've talked about over the years and put it into one episode and give you ways that you can improve as an all-round individual. We covered off things like creating habits, finances, fitness, and so much more. And this episode, right now, as we're going into 2021, is a really good episode to listen to. It'll properly set you up for the year ahead. And next up was my favorite podcast of the year.
Yes, this was episode 393, called Ray Dalio: Understanding Economic Cycles and Predicting the Future. Ray Dalio is someone we've talked about a lot on the podcast over the years because he's got such a rigorous intellectual and historical approach to looking at the markets and how they work. He's put out some amazing stuff this year. You can go and look at his LinkedIn profile and find a whole series of very long essays that he's published trying to make sense of what's going on in the world by learning from history and patterns that have played out in the past. But these essays are very long and not crazy advanced. You can go in without having any particular prior knowledge, but it's not the most accessible. So in this episode, we went in and tried to break it down and try to distill the key points from all this work into something that you can use as a foundation for forming your own views about what's going to happen in the future. We talked about the 18-year property cycle a lot on the podcast over the years, and that is a really important concept. I think in the coming years, Ray Dalio's concept of the long-term debt cycle is going to be every bit as important and as interesting as things develop. So this is another episode, like the inflation-deflation ones, that's pretty dense. So even if you have listened to it already, you'll probably pick up something different, something new, something useful, hopefully, second time round.
And last but certainly not least on our list is episode 398, Get Your Property Let During Lockdown. Now, getting your property let in any market is important, but during lockdown, it's particularly difficult. So we gave you a step-by-step guide to getting your property let. This is really one of those practical, hands-on episodes that after listening, you'll walk away from it with, you know, clear, actionable things that you can go and do now or check or implement that will improve your chances of getting your property let. Now, the great thing is, it's not restricted to just the COVID market. You can use these tips and tricks in any market. And if you're using them in a strong market, well, then you're going to be way ahead of the competition. So go back and listen to this one, take notes, and make sure that either you or your letting agent is implementing the tactics that we give you in this episode.
So there you go. Those were our favorite episodes of the year. If you haven't listened to them yet, well, now could be the perfect time. And if you have, well, there's about 45 odd others. So make sure you've listened to those as well, because we do this every single week.
Yeah, and next year we're starting off with a bang. We've got loads of good stuff coming up for you. We've got our property predictions episode. That is always a favourite with everyone. We're going to be giving you the market update in the new year and the biggie, the hotspots for 2021, which will be backed up by a YouTube video as well. So make sure you're looking out for that one and you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. And we hinted in the Santa Ask Rob and Rob special that next year we'll be bringing a new podcast. And you won't have to wait long to hear more about that. We'll hopefully be able to give you the details of that in a few weeks' time. And if you're hearing about this for the first time, it's a brand new podcast on a completely different subject to property. Hopefully you'll love it. We're loving putting it together, so make sure you look out for that in the new year as well. So plenty to see you over the Christmas New Year period, and plenty to look forward to in 2021. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're listening to this one and you've listened this far, you're clearly hardcore. We appreciate you. You're awesome. Thanks for supporting the podcast. It's been a challenging year for all of us included, but just knowing that there's people like you supporting, endorsing what we do makes it so, so much better. Have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Happy Christmas, everyone.